a judge, it says here, specifically from the state of Arizona, is going to bar a presidential candidate from appearing on the ballot.
Oh, yeah.
Because it says here that a voter challenged his candidacy and says that he would probably prevail and established the possibility of irreparable harm if this candidate's name were to appear on the ballot.
Hmm.
So which candidate do you think that would be? Well, Kanye West.
Oh,
yeah. The candidacy right. of Kanye West
yeah.
has been challenged. The ruling yesterday by Judge Scott McCoy comes a day after West's campaign turned in nearly 58,000 nominating signatures, more than enough to get on the Arizona ballot. But the ruling means his name will not be on the state ballot come November. There's also another story about how he won't be on Virginia's ballot, too, but I think that's because there were some disqualifications concerned with some of the ballot signatures,
yeah, signatures yeah.
and some other parameters that weren't met.
Where was it that somebody signed Bernie Sanders?
Oh, did they really?
And Bernie had to say, I would never do that.
Wasn't me. Well, I got to say, though, I'm intrigued by this, though. What irreparable? Now, the voter, if I'm reading this right, he is concerned that it says a voter. It doesn't say voters. It says one voter challenged the candidacy of Kanye West, showing that he will probably prevail and establish the possibility of irreparable harm. Now, I went looking for more on this story to get really in depth, but I didn't find anything to get really in depth on this. But I'm seriously questioning. I don't care who it is. If they qualify for the ballot and everything is legal, how does somebody get thrown out by a voter's challenge? What's the irreparable harm? That he could win? And maybe hurt your candidate's candidacy? How do you establish what irreparable harm would be? Because for one person, it might be irreparable harm. For another person, it might be the best thing that ever happened to vote for. In this case, it would be Kanye West. And like I said, it's these are the kinds of things that to me, sometimes, and I wish I had, and like I said, I went searching for more, and if there is something more established in some kind of specific judicial ruling,
right.
Something that's cemented in whatever law there might be that you can point to and say, okay, this is the reason. But if it's nothing more than, dare I say, a judge's opinion based on a voter's challenge, which is what it seems to me is the way that the story is written, I mean, my goodness, where's Lyndon LaRouche, rest his soul? That I mean, for years,
wow. he was
the perennial presidential candidate, was he not?
Yeah,
I mean, for years, he always showed up on the ballot. And there's always questions about who he might be harming. If he, and this has happened before. Remember, the big one probably from most recent memory was the candidacy of Ross Perot.
Yeah.
And some say that it was his candidacy that perhaps because he could have taken away votes from, at that time, it was President George H.W. Bush, who lost to President Clinton. Or even before that, boy, now I'm really thinking, John Anderson, 1980.
John Anderson, oh, yeah. Right, yeah, right.
Ran as an independent, wasn't he? He was independent.
I believe so.
And I think so.
There was a question of whether or not he'd be. So now, obviously, they were more. Well, you see, it's an opinion, though. I was going to say more established, perhaps, than Kanye West. Because they actually ran on a party platform. I believe Kanye West's party is the birthday party.
Yeah. Did it have something to do with the electors? Was that what the plaintiff was arguing? I don't know.
And if it did, I see that's the, you know, and there could be other stories, the ones I searched out that have more in depth that I don't know.
I don't know. I'd have to go back, but I think I'm not going to get into the whole parameters of Arizona politics, but I think this had something to do with the electors and who they are supposed to represent and who they cannot represent.
Oh, okay.
I think that had something to do with it.
Well, let me
go back, though, and look. Like I said, I don't know their laws or anything like
that. Well, that's okay.
I thought it had something to do with electors.
That's more than I saw in this particular story. And like I said, now the other searches that I had, because again, it seems like it was like there should be a definitive reason.
Right.
You know, if there's an elector situation that is going on, okay, now I have a valid reason. But just to say that the possibility of irreparable harm. Well,
yeah, yeah.
You know, there are some who suggest that the candidacy of Joe Biden or President Trump would be causing irreparable harm.
Right. So. Yeah, yeah. I don't want them on the ballot. Right.
Well, this is just a publicity stunt, kind of like what Kid Rock did when he was running for Senate. I mean,
although
not going anywhere.
Kid never got on the ballot. That was the, but Kanye's on the ballot in several states.
Yeah, well, how many chances does he have?
He doesn't, but he will get some votes.
Nice cube on a hot pavement.
He will get some votes.
Yeah.